Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Where Jesus shines with love. I am so glad that you're here. I want to, first of all, thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host on tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and we're going to have a great night tonight because we're going to welcome a guest, Mr. Juan Diego. He's the writer of the song Tonight, which is very uplifting and empowering to those who hear the song. But first, we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. I told somebody that we could substitute that word good for excellent. For his mercy endures forever. We talked about that word endures. It means to last a lifetime. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who what? Alone does great wonders. Yes, sir. For his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy. Whose mercy? God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Elohim. For his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we thank you for blessing us to make it from point A to point B. We thank you for those who have gone to the hospital, those who are in rehabilitation, and those who are thinking about going in the hospital, and we ask that you continue to bless them in all of their endeavors. We thank you for the doors that you've opened. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for the people. We thank you for each and everything that you're doing in our lives, and we ask that we continue to magnify and glorify who you are and to be a beacon in this world. Lord God, we thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the teaching. We thank you for just being God alone. And we ask that we continue to edify, magnify who you are. We ask with this ministry, AlfredaLoveShow.com, be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask with this ministry uplift and empower someone where they will go out and be the best that they can be. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for the life. We thank you for the liberty. We thank you for the hope, and we thank you for the dreams, and we thank you for the doors, and we thank you for everything that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And I actually told Mr. Diego, I asked him to call around 8:05. Amen. But I want to talk to you just for a second. We have many different events and activities and things that are going on. Now, if you want national exposure as an artist, a business, a writer, an actress, whatever you are, then email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I have many different networks in many different regions, one being in Dallas, Texas. It's called the Dallas Gospel Connection. And so I will give you more information at a later time when I finish or complete this particular interview. But this is a moment in which we want to really expose businesses to different individuals in the region so they will know the resources that are available. as I was going through some of the businesses, they're great businesses for our youth. They're great businesses for just everyone. And so the markets that I represent does just like this show, the AfritaLoveShow.com. It highlights the prospective businesses where individuals in that region will know exactly what is in that region. Amen? Amen. And so there are very various packages and opportunities that business owners can take, musicians can take, in looking at those perspectives. Amen. And also you have the chance or you have the opportunity to interview with me. Amen. Praise God. On a national radio show that expands to many different regions. Amen. So while we wait on Mr. Diego, Mr. Diego is the writer of the song tonight. It is a secular song. However, the words and messages within that particular song generates into something that is demonstrative, which gives the listeners hope, which encourages the listeners and make the listeners value who they are. And so I thought it very necessary, very relevant when I received the email to have this young man to come on the AfritaLoveShow, .com, where Jesus shines with love, because that's what we're all about. We're all about loving God, and we're all about loving people. And so speaking of love, I'm going to see if Mr. Diego, I gave him the call-in number here, and so we're going to wait on him to call and see what time. So in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead with the announcements until Mr. Diego arrives. Okay, I was making sure I had the right number. And I'm going to also try to call as well. But be sure to text somebody and call somebody at this particular time while we have some time here and let them know that the AfritaLoveShow.com is on. Let them know that this is an inspirational ministry that ministers to individuals all over the world. Amen. Be sure to let them know that. In addition to that, make sure that you check out the AfritaLoveShow.com. I'm still working on some of the marketing pages. Make sure that you check out AfritaLoveShow.com. That is AfritaLoveShow.com, AfritaLoveShow.com. Make sure you check that out. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for one another. The prayer of the righteous avails much, and we need to pray one for another. We need to always pray in season and out of season. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you check out, once again, the website. And if you're a gospel artist, upcoming gospel artist, a writer, actor, actress, anyone like that, make sure that you connect with me, because I have some opportunities for you to gain more exposure. It's very important that your light shine, and that's a way in which your light shine. Amen. You let people know that, hey, I'm here. This is my business. This is my skill. This is what God has blessed me with. Amen. Amen. And so as we wait here, we'll give Mr. Diego another 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll get started with something else that God has placed in my heart. But I want you to know that God is good, and God is great. Let me see if Mr. Diego is on the phone yet. Mr. Diego? Mr. Diego? Okay, he's not on the phone yet. We have many different listeners on the phone, but he's not here yet. And if he doesn't, then we'll reschedule. But just make sure that you let each and every person know about the AfritaLoveShow.com. And I'm going to try to call, actually, Mr. Diego to see. Let's see here. Look at all these numbers here. Give me just a second. This is live radio, so that means that because it's live radio, we are going to actually call the guest and see or to make sure. Let's see here. Okay. Give me just a second. I'm going to actually try to find this number. But in the meantime, let me go ahead and talk to you right quick. In the meantime, we're going to have many different individuals interview on the ministry. And because of the hectic schedules, we know that sometimes we have to reschedule and things of that nature. But there's going to always be something that we're going to talk about that deals with the blessings and the relationship with God. There's going to always be something. As I'm looking for this number. And so with that being said, one of the things that I spoke about, concerning the mission and the vision of God is the fact that we are to be like the prodigal son. In that meaning that when people come into our lives or into our ministries or when people seek help as far as finding who Christ is, we're supposed to welcome them with open arms. And so one of the things that we talked about in welcoming individuals with open arms is to be able to listen. Not only listen to what person is saying, but listen to the voice of God. It's very important because we want to make sure that we are sending people to Christ and we're not exiting people out of the life of Christ. So that's very important. That's 2 points. Now, another thing about this is that when we think about ministry, okay, ministry is not something where we try to figure out if God has called someone. It's not a ministry that we try to figure out the fact that, we don't have time to do that because there are many people who are still lost. There are many people who are still, trying to find Jesus and things of that nature. And so the thing is that we need to welcome each and every person. That's what I wanted to say. Okay? So as we prepare to transition into our next phase, because we're going to have to reschedule with Mr. Juan Diego, we're going to transition into our next phase. And one of the things I want to talk about, I'm going to look at a spiritual guide on the go, and I'm going to cover one section very briefly. And this book is entitled A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God. The inspiration within this book generated from understanding that we are all on a journey each and every day. And some of us are walking the journey, some of us are running, some of us are crawling, some of us are barely making it in the journey, but we're moving. That's what God is speaking, we're moving. And God says as long as we live, move, and have our being, we continue to perfect our walk with God. But the key is also to have God in the plan. How do we? Let's look at, we're going to look in this book at one of the gifts that God has given unto everyone. And this particular gift starts with an H, and it's called helping. Amen. It's called helping. When we talk about the term helping, okay, we often look to God. We look to our families, our churches, our schools, and community organizations. And so there are many reasons why we should help or give according to the scripture. Now, when we look at Acts 20 and 35, it says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. God is showing me the woman at the well. And God is showing me a picture. And he says, when you go to a river, when you go to a well and you take a bucket and you fill your water up, God says, when you help someone, that's the same thing that God does to us. He fills us up. He says he gives us more than what we need. When we talk about opening up the windows of heaven, pouring out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive, God says that comes from giving. When you put money in the bank, amen, and when you decide to take money out of the bank, you're receiving that money, but it's stored up because you're giving that money. You're investing. God used the word investing that money in the bank, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But you're investing that money. And so when we help someone, we are investing, right, in that person through God. What does helping look like? Helping looks like, for instance, if you see someone in need of help, you know, if they're if they need help, whether it's financial help, whether it's help walking, whether it's help with whatever it is, God says that you will receive your reward. You will receive your reward. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. So God says the more you give unto others, the more you receive from God. Did you hear what I said? It's very important that you hear this. The more that you give to others, the more you receive from God. Okay? Now, I want to reiterate this as God is showing me. All right, let me talk to the receivers, and I'm going to talk to the givers next. The receivers, listen, okay? When we talk about receiving, okay, there is a difference between receiving help and taking advantage of help. And I'm talking to you like this because everybody's on my show, and I want to make sure that when we go out in the world that we're equipped and we're ready and that we're ambassadors, okay? Now, receiving. There is a such thing that everybody needs help, whether you need help carrying something, you need help opening the door, whatever you need help with, okay? But then we go into the aspect of taking advantage. Taking advantage means that we consistently do it, right, and we give nothing in return. But also as the receiver, there's going to be a season in which you're able to give, right, whether it's your time, whatever it is. There's going to be a season. God said there's going to be a season for you. You're not going to always be in the receiving season where you have to always receive. God says give back. Volunteer. Give back. Don't just take. And then expect for God, after you've taken all these things that belong to someone else, expect for God to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive. No, it's like a bank. You have to put something in there to get something out. Amen? Amen. You have to put something in there. For instance, you know, we're building the kingdom of God. We're trying to expose all of these businesses as far as letting their light shine, as far as letting people know that there are different resources out there in your communities. You just don't know about them because you don't see them, right? And these are good places, you know, where individuals can go and receive help, or they can go and have services, okay? So it's very important, Acts 20 and 35, that we not only be receivers, but we give. Amen? Because there's going to be a season in which we're able to give. Now, when we talk about giving, okay? Now, there is a difference, right? When we talk about giving, because a lot of people, we like to give. But you have to make sure that you're also investing your giving and storing up your treasures in heaven, okay? Storing up your treasures in heaven, but you're continuously giving, you're continuously helping where you can, all right? But God speaks, he says, don't overdraft. Don't overdraft. He means, God says, you know, when you give, right, he says you give accordingly to how God has instructed you to give. And so either way, give or receive, God says that there has to be a return. And the more you give, the more God gives unto you. The more you put in the bank, the more you can draw out of the bank, okay? But when we talk about receiving, if you have been on the receiving side and you're in a season of giving, do so, whether it's small, whether it's big, do so. Okay? It's very important. It's very important for the two groups that I was talking about because it's about to happen. Right? We talked about the millionaire group and we talked about the two millionaire group. That's what we talked about. And it's very important that we give and receive. There has to be a balance. You can't just give all the time and expect to have an investment and to receive something. And you can't just always receive, and expect God to give us. Or always receiving somebody else's things, and you won't be able to use them because God did not authorize you to utilize someone else's things. Right? So it's very important. It has to be a two-way street. You have to give, and you have to be able to receive as well. Then we talked in James 1 and 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift, everything that we have, comes from God. Do not take anything for granted and say, this is mine. Right? We don't own anything. God does. Everything belongs to God. Our talent, our gifts, our cars, our homes, all those things are God's. He's letting us borrow it. Amen? So do not take those things for granted. That's why we always need to be in a position to give unto God as much as we can. God bless you to wake up. We should spend some time with God, whether it's at church, whether it's in meditation, whatever it is. We need to be spending time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Because God thought enough of us to wake us up. He thought enough of us to give us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. He thought enough of us to bless us. And the least we can do is tell him thank you by spending some time with him, getting to know who God is. Amen? Amen. Then we talked about Psalm 38 and 40. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Now, you're getting ready to be blessed. Yes, everybody on here. Okay? Those two groups, you're getting ready to be blessed. I'm going to tell you right now, it's no secret. This is no longer a secret, okay? Because I said it on Facebook and God already revealed it, okay? So there is no secret. You're getting ready to be blessed. And sometimes I want you to think about the football field, right? And I want you to think about a pass, right? And when the pass is made, the pass is really to the person who's going to run the ball. But the defenders sometimes try to catch the ball to intercept it so that they can receive an advantage. Well, God is saying at this particular time, you have to stay focused during this season, during this particular time, during this particular hour. It's very important. I want to talk to you very quickly, whoever's on this line. And it's almost 400 individuals, not joking, okay, including some of you who are in my groups, these two groups, okay. God is going to bless, okay. Listen to me closely. Listen, put your ear to the phone. Listen, or computer, whatever you're listening to, in your car, whatever it is. Okay, God is about to make a pass. Understand? Now, what God has for you is for you. I cannot take what God has for you. You cannot take what God has for me. All right? God is about to make a huge pass. All right? Now, there are many people who is in position to catch this pass, but God chose you. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. There are many individuals who are in position to catch this pass, but God chose you. Why would God put many people in this position to catch the pass when he only chose you? God says, remember I told you, the work is, but the labor is few. God says there are going to be many people out there waiting and looking for a blessing, waiting to catch this pass. But God says because of your determination, because of your labor, did you hear what I said? Because of your labor, because of your devotion to God, because of your willingness to stick it out, because of your humility, because of your courage, because of your prayers, God says that you will catch it and make a touchdown. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong understanding. I'm just giving you a visual God says you're going to receive your blessing and you're going to prosper with your blessing. Did you hear what I said? Because there's one thing God says to receive a blessing. God is telling me, you remember the story about the talents. Okay, listen to me closely. Listen. When we talk about the thing about God is getting ready to bless you, okay, and you are going to be blessed with that blessing. Sometimes God blesses us and we do not utilize the talent, so therefore we lose the talent. But you, God has predestined to catch the pass, to catch the blessing, and you are going to make a touchdown. That means you're going to reach prosperity. Okay? Prosperity. Now, let's talk about this. Okay? Because I want you to hear me out. Okay? You're going to catch the pass. You are going to remain focused because now you are aware. I put it in the atmosphere that you have to remain focused. You can't let the chatter. You can't let what people say get in the way. You have to remain focused on what God has authorized you to receive. You have to remain focused. You can't listen to negativity. You have to cut off that negativity. You have to say, look, you know, I'm a positive person. Cut off the negativity. Okay? You have to focus on God. And you have to catch that pass. And when you catch that pass, when you receive your blessing, continue to work for God. In Jesus' name. Okay? Now, once you are functioning in your blessing, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Once we're functioning in our blessing, God says that it's going to grow bigger. Because listen, that part of, I will open up the windows and pour you out a blessing where you would not have room enough to receive. God said that not only goes for tithe and offering, it goes for service to God and trusting and believing in God. You're going to receive, you remember when I told you we go to the river, we go to the water, we fill up. We're going to receive an overflow. Did you hear what I said? We're going to receive more than what we expected. God says whatever you lost will be given to you. God says not only double but triple. Okay? So let me tell you about the overflow. Because some people, when you get the overflow, some people, you know, and they say, this is my overflow. I'm not sure and I'm not receiving. That's why we talked about that. I'm not receiving. I'm not giving. Because this is my overflow. Remember whose overflow that is. Where did that come from? That came from God. That came strictly from God. The overflow. Now, let's talk about the overflow. Write down overflow because God's going to give us some pointers. Because, see, I didn't know God was going to take us to this terrain here. Write down the word overflow. Okay? This is a compound word, overflow. Amen. God says overflow. When we talk about overflow, number one, God says abundance. Talk about overflow. God says spilling over. Talk about overflow. God says plenty. Now, let's look at the word plenty first because God is speaking. The work is plenteous, but the laborers are few. God says, because you decided, because we decided to follow Jesus and stay in the harvest and continue to work for God, you was volunteering, you was helping out with some things, you was doing some things for the community, you was helping some youth, you was here, you was there, you was everywhere. Okay, we get it. God says that get ready for your overflow. You're going to have way more than what, first of all, you lost. Second, you're going to have way more than what you expected. Why is God speaking about prosperity? He says, because I'm going to take care of you. Why are you worried about tomorrow? He says, I'm going to take care of you. You're going to have plenty. You're not going to run out. Okay? If you're a nonprofit, praise God. God says you're not going to run out. You're going to have plenty. Right? If you're an individual, God says you're not going to run out. You're going to have plenty. Okay? Not only that, with the plenty, you're going to be able to give to others as well. Did you hear what I said? The word give? Give to others because you have received. So now you're able to give in the name of Jesus. We claim that right now. Okay? God says spilling over. Usually when you spill something, you want to get it up. Right? God says, but this particular spill is different. This is a spiritual spill. This is a spill where people are going to be blessed with blessings and people are going to be blessed with healings and liberation. God says this is a, he called it a crusade. He called it a revival. He says, but it's not a revival where people come together. God says it's a revival where everything that was dead in your life that's supposed to have been alive is going to be like Lazarus, and God is going to call it from the grave, and it's going to be risen and come back in your life, and it's going to bless you real good. Did you hear what I said? I said anything that is dead in your life that you have dropped, where did you drop your mantle? Where did you drop your faith? Where did you drop your ministry? Where did you drop your dreams? What happened to you? Why did you fall? Why did you stumble? Right? God says those particular things, God is going to call them from the grave, and they're going to be like Lazarus and arise, and that same thing is going to bless you. Did you hear what I said? So whatever is dead, amen, the Bible says bury it. But God says that some things that are dead in your life needs to be awakened. Did you hear what I said? Some things that are dead in your life. Your thoughts are dead. You think about nothing but negative things. Did you hear what I said? And that's why you cannot attract positive things in your life, because you continue to think about negative things. You cannot have prosperity because you continue to think about the things that you've lost. God said those things, God had to kill those things. Those things had to die for a season. But now they're ready to be revived, and they're ready to come into your life and bless you. What are we talking about when we talk about your ministries? We're talking about your dreams and your hopes. We're talking about things that have happened to you. Those particular things are about to rise up again, and they're about to bless your life in a different form. They're not going to come the same. God says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. But when we talk about things, God says those things which have been buried. He says when you think about when he went in the grave, he says he rose, but he rose with all power. God says he's about to create in us a clean heart, a renewed, a right spirit within us, and he's going to help us to be prosperous and help us to grow and be what he wants us to be. And those things that are dead in our life that should be alive are coming back to life to bless us. He says, count it all joy. Count it a blessing when you have lost things. Count it a blessing when you have lost people, because those things are coming back to bless you in the name of Jesus. Whether the things that are dead, the things that were died in your life, whatever those things are, whether they want to be risen or not, God says when he tells the wind to blow, it blows. When he tells the water to cease, it ceases. When he tells your dreams to awaken, they awaken. When he tells prosperity to come in your life, it runs. God said those particular things are about to come in your life and spill over, and you're not going to have room enough to receive it. You're not going to know what to do with it because you are not focused. That's why you have to focus right now. That's why we're going to have different sessions when we talk about the millionaire group and the $2 million group. And it's not to entice people to come to God. Those particular things, God says, you have worked for these things through the kingdom of God. And God says, I can open up the windows for you. I can give you. You keep working for me and continue to be focused. Don't worry about this world. Don't worry about the crookedness of the world. Don't worry about the haters. Don't worry about those who do evil against you. Don't worry about what people say. He says, focus on me and you will make it. You will never run out. You will never be begging for bread. You will never be forsaken because you have your Father who is in heaven. Understand? That's understood. So we talked about the plenteous. We talked about the spilling over. Let's talk about the abundance. Everybody like that word. When we talk about the two fish and five loaves of bread, God says, do not despise your small beginnings. We talked about that already. If you can help somebody in a small way, help them. If you can help somebody in a big way, help them. But God talks about abundance. He says your life will be filled with abundance. What is abundance? You will have a peace of mind. God says you will, in other words, you will work the harvest, but you shall not grow weary. You shall run, but you shall not faint. Amen. That's where that verse comes from. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God says if you continue in the vineyard, you're going to have an abundance of energy. You're going to have abundance of happiness. You're going to have abundance of what you need, and you're going to be all right. You're going to make it. But you have to focus because God is getting ready to do something big. He's getting ready to do something in our lives, and we have to focus. You have to focus, and you have to understand that God is going to do it. And when God does it, that means that you also need to bless somebody else. You have to bless somebody else. We talk about giving. We talk about receiving. We talk about all those things. And so it's very important that we always, always, always give and receive. It's important that we understand the concept, the conceptual fact that God is able to give us more even deserve. He's able to do everything but fail. God never fails. We fail, but God doesn't. And so God is saying at this time, whatever was in your life, okay, that died, that's supposed to be risen, God is going to bring it back, whatever it is. But the thing is, you have to understand and you have to recognize the fact that when God gives the overflow, when God gives the abundance and the spilling over, you have to understand and recognize that it is your job. It is your responsibility to give back unto God. It is your job. It is our job. It is our responsibility to give unto the people. God is calling you to do missionary work. He's calling you to do all of these things. He's calling you to different businesses to let their light shine. But they have to be willing to give in order to receive. If you want to the abundance of God, you have to come together as a people, and you have to help one another. We have to help one another. That's the key. That's why it's so important in this season. We talk about this, that we help who we can along the way. Let us not be a stumbling block. Let us not be a line block. Let us not be a whatever to someone else, a hindrance. But let us be a pathway. Let us be a road. Let us be a street. Let us be a bridge. But we don't want to be a stumbling block. And if you have that concept, God says, I will bless you. No matter what the world does, the world is going to do what the world want to do. The world want to lie, the world's going to lie. But guess what? We reap what we sow, and it's going to come back double. It may not come back now, but it'll come back again. God is going to call those things, and it's going to come up again. But it's going to be worse. You understand? So that's not your focus. Your focus is, God says, right now, the key word is overflow. The key phrase is overflow. It's about to happen, y'all. It's about to happen, and now we're running a quick race, right? Because we have to get this information out, right? We have to get this information out to the two groups because it's about to happen. And God is about to sit it right in your lap, and you're going to have rain over everything. And first you bless it, right? You bless what God has blessed you with. Then that overflow, you begin to disseminate it. And God says, it'll be like a return. It comes back to you. But it doesn't come back in the same form. It comes back double, triple, quadruple. And it keep coming. So God says, my plans never was for us, for you to be sad. My plans never was for you to be in a dry land. My plans never was for people to just let their lives go to waste. God's plans never was for us to be depressed. now that's sad. No. When you wake up in the morning, I tell you this all the time. I tell y'all this. It's 500 people on the line. I tell y'all this every morning. I say, when you wake up, I say, you thank God. You bless God. Bless God when he blesses you to walk through your prospective jobs. You thank God for the small things. You thank God for the big things. You don't sweat the things that happen on earth. The earth is going to be the earth, and God is going to be God. And you have to trust in God. It's very important. It's very important. I have never, throughout my years, 38 years, God has never let me down. Never. God has never let me down. God has always, and this is not bragging, this is the truth. God has always taken care of me. Always. And the thing about it, you have to have a relationship with God. You have to get to know God. I've been walking with God, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you because many of you asked. I've been walking with God for a long time, ever since I was probably, and seriously, 8 years old. I used to have Bible study with my grandparents. I used to go down the street and have Bible study and things of that nature. But I've been walking with God for a long time. God has never let me down. He has always blessed me. He's always come through for me. He's always taken care of me. And so I ask myself constantly, I said, are you going to be that faithful to God like he's faithful to you? And I made up in my mind, because I've had some months to spend with Afrida Emmanuel Love in my soul, in my heart, and everything. Spend some time with yourself a little bit. You'll get to know yourself. I kind of like me a little bit. I'm playing. But, no, seriously, spend some time with yourself. And I made up in my mind. And this has always been in my mind, but I officially made it up. I said, I'm going to do everything that God wants me to do. And I told God, I'm going to make myself available to you. Whatever God want to do, I'm satisfied. Whatever God does in my life, I'm going with it. Whatever it is, I'm going with it. Now, we did talk about it. I told God about singing. I love music. I love to be around musicians. I love music. I love acting. I love actresses and actors, all that. But I am not a singer. No. And not at all. And God knows that. But on a serious side, I made up in my mind long time ago, and then a few months ago, I said I'm going to always follow what God wants me to do, and whatever that is. I don't know what it is. God has so much in store, and I'm speaking over my life right now. He has so much in store for me. God has blessed me with so many gifts and so many talents. And God says it's time for you to use them to glorify your Father in heaven. And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do the best I can in each and everything that I do. Prayer for you is that you make up your mind. Because I can't make up your mind for you, right? I can tell you how good God is and all that. And you already know how good God is because he woke you up too. But you have to make up in your mind that you want to live for God. You have to make up in your mind. It's more than saying, Lord, I'm live for you. When you have the opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Let us do good unto all human beings. All. A-L-L. All. Right? You have to learn to forgive. We have to learn to forgive. When people lie, when people do things, we have to learn to forgive. We have to learn to keep our composure, right? And so it's very important as we get ready to cross this journey where God says you're no longer bound. And when God speaks about being no longer bound, he's talking about there are no limits, no more placed on your life. Because now you are savvy. You are aware that God can do everything. And you are aware that God will never fail. Why are you aware? Because I confirmed it. Because God spoke it. And since it's confirmed, you now believe it. You always knew that God never failed. You know that. You always knew that before I even told you. And I'm talking to everybody who's on this line. You already knew that. I didn't have to confirm that. But you needed another person to say that so that you would actually believe it. There is nothing that anybody can do to you or in your life that can stop God from doing what he wants you to do in this lifetime. Did you hear what I said? There is no one or nothing that could ever happen to you in this world that could stop God. Did you hear what I said? I said God. From doing what he wants to do in your life. There are no roadblocks anymore. God is going to call those things from the grave. Where did you drop your mantle? Where did you drop your ministry? Where did you drop your singing? Where did you drop these things? Where did you drop them? God knows. And God is going to call them from the grave. They're going to be just like Lazarus. God said they never was dead. It never did die. God says it was just idle. Oh, Lord. Did you hear what I said? God said that your gifts, do you understand me? God says your dreams. He says those franchises. He says those book deals. He says those charter schools. He says those talents, your speaking gifts, those things. He said those things never died. He said those things are just idle. Lazarus, calling him from the grave is exactly what God is going to do with these gifts and talents. Amen? Amen. So we have great expectancy from God that God is going to call these. Well, when God calls life, right? When God says it's time for this baby to be born, right? And somebody goes into labor, then God says that baby is going to be born that day. That baby is born. And when God says our time is up, don't we lead this world? Okay. So don't act like, and I'm just being real with you because y'all my listeners, y'all know who I am. Don't act like God can't call your gift back to life. Don't give up. Keep writing. If God called you to be a writer, and I have to say this, if God called you to be a rapper, right? Just watch the language. Do it. God said that's your gift that he gave you. Everybody's not going to like your gift and everybody's not going to like you. Does that mean that you just die? No. Because there are people who like you. There are people who like your gift. And once God put his stamp of approval on it, once God birthed it into the world, God is the only one who can call it back to the dust. Did you hear what I said? God wanted me to speak that. And I'm not only speaking to you, I'm speaking to myself too. Because I have gifts and talents that God is about to call from the grave to life. He said, you're a good speaker. I'm talking to myself. God, the revelation. Those things. I will get my glory, God. I will get my glory one way or the other. And I'm going to tell you like this. Tell you like this. Do not allow anybody, I don't care who it is, to disencourage you, to talk down to you, to talk negatively. Do not allow it. You can do it. Some of us, it takes longer. Some of us, it's quick. But you can do it. And God says the race, he's speaking now, the race is not given to the swift, but is given to those who endure to the end. So we run at different paces. But God says as long as you're moving towards your dream on a daily basis, I'm telling you, this is revival. And we're not talking about a church revival. I'm talking about God calling things out of the grave. Those things that are wrong, some of y'all still hurt because somebody lied on you. Some of y'all still hurt because you lost some. God said those same things are about to come alive and bless you. It's hard to imagine it. I can't even fathom it. But guess what? What God does, it's amazing. I can't even begin to explain. I don't know how somebody could create a whole world. I still haven't figured that out. I've been trying to figure that out probably for 20, 30 years. I haven't figured it out yet. It's not for us to figure out. That's not our job. Our job is to live and be happy. And God says, I have plans for you to prosper. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Those days are over. The days of you going to bed worried about tomorrow, they're over. They're out. That those things, God says, are going to be called to the grave. God is calling roll those sleepless nights, those back pains, the stress. All those things are about to be called to the grave, and God is about to bring healing. He's about to bring prosperity to your life. Your dreams are about to be risen like Lazarus. And God says the prodigal son, that story represents your dreams and your gifts and your talents. Embrace them. Do your best when you get on the stage. When God opens the door for you, walk through that door and give 150% plus. No half-stepping. No doubts, lack of confidence, worried about this, worried about that. None of that matters. God said the prodigal son. He said, just like the gentleman, the guy's brother, he was asking. He was upset. You're going to have people who are upset. So what? Keep moving. You're going to have people that would not welcome your talents. Keep moving. Keep going. There are some people who actually welcome your talents. There are some people who actually like your talents. You just have to keep moving. God says nothing ever died. Your dream, he says, as long as you have breath in your body, he said, your speaking never died. Your billion-dollar franchise never died that you haven't seen before. Your book deal that you haven't even accepted yet never died. None of that. Your leadership never died. None of that never died. It's just idle. And now that you're aware, you're going to start working on it. God says, I'm calling it from the grave. It's not dead. It's idle. Lazarus wasn't dead. Lazarus was asleep. But God is going to call those things from the grave. Will you feel different? Yeah, God says any man or woman in Christ, she is a new creature. All things pass away, and behold, all things become new. That means you're going to be in new terrains. You're going to be with new people. You're going to feel new. Your headaches, whether it's stress, whether it's allergies, whatever it is going away. Those things are about to be called right now to the grave. Your neck pains, those things are about to be called right now to the grave. Leg pains, those things got to go. Called to the grave. Worry, that's called to the grave. No sleep, that's called to the grave. Hard-headedness, that's called to the grave. Those things are about to die. But the things, God is showing me green, the things within your life, because you have body, God says anything green is life, growth. Those things, they're about to flourish. They're about to expand. You're about to receive an overflow. But God says you have to believe, you have to remain focused. You can't worry about what others say. Everybody's not going to accept your gift. You got to keep moving. You cannot remain idle. God says you're not dead. You're still alive. Your dreams aren't dead. They're idle. They're waiting to be anointed by God. They're in waiting. They're pending. Did you hear what I said? They're pending. They're not dead. They're pending. Pending your faith. Yeah. Pending our faith in God. This is about to happen. We have to get busy. God said, you have to get busy. The revelation of God. Putting this out here where people can hear it. You have to continue to minister to people and to speak to people and to get their talents and gifts in front of people so that this world can shine. That's my gift. God showed me today. He says, that is what you want to do for the kingdom of God. Understand? Your job, my job for God is to turn on the lights, as many lights as I can, so that this world can continue to shine. God told me that today. That's my, what God said for me to do. Now, God can speak to you too. And let me talk about this. When we talk about the gift of prophecy, when we talk about the gift of revelation, some people say, well, God didn't tell me. Well, God was telling you, but you wasn't listening. Or the simple fact of, we talk about prophecy. Prophecy is an affirmation. It's not new information. It's an affirmation. That's how you know people. God says, my sheep hear my voice, and the stranger will not, they not entertain. Prophets tell you anything new as far as what God wants you to do. Now, if you do not have ears, and we'll talk about that, if you are too a busybody, not listening to God, not spending time with God, God will send somebody to you. And what happens is God is showing me, he says he'll send a prophet to you. He'll send somebody with a revelation to you. And that particular person will tell you something, and God will show it to you. That way you know that it's affirmed. Now, the opposite thing is if you have ears and you actually listen to God, but you're not doing what God has called you to do, which God has called you to sing. He's called you to minister. He's called you to be an evangelist. He's called you to coach people. He's called you to help individuals light shine to the world. And you refuse to do it, God will send a prophet to you. And that prophet will affirm what God said. Understand? So there is no new information that a prophet or a revelation can give. At least you do not have an ear. But God says, even with that, if God sends someone, he says he can back it up by producing the result. So, as far as false prophecy, my sheep hear my voice, a stranger will they not entertain. But on that same note, God says that with false prophecy, these are things, if you have an ear for God, that you've never heard of before, that's false prophecy. Number two, if you didn't hear the word of God and someone comes and tell you that God said, right, God will never say anything that is contradictory to the will of God for your life. You at least understand the will of God for your life. God says that's everybody. You understand the will. You may not be walking in the will or close to the will or in the will, but you understand. He talks about Noah. He says, when he talked about the ark, he said those Israelites, they knew what was going on. They knew that God had warned them about a storm, but they just made fun and mockery, and they did whatever they wanted to do. Then when a storm came, Noah was saved. He says people know, they know what God wants them to do. And so when a prophet comes, false prophet, anything that they say that's out of that will is false prophecy. But my sheep, that's why it's so important to belong to God. That's why we say give your life to Jesus, talk to God. And it's no such thing as it's too churchy, it's too religious. Because guess what? When you, the storms of life rage, right, when you need some healing, when you need some comfort, who do we call? We call God. We don't call Buddha. We don't call these other people. Who is able to give us peace that surpasses understanding? Who is able to help us? God. So as far as things being too churchy, it's too religious. Now, when you get on your back, when the storm of life start hitting, who you gonna call? And it's not Ghostbusters. You gonna call God. That was close, but you gonna call God. Exactly. So it's good to know Jesus. Everybody ought to know. Amen. Amen. So the overflow, it's gonna happen, and it's gonna happen pretty quick. I'm in that number. You in that number. It's true. Whatever, and I told God, whatever that's supposed to be with me, as far as my skills, my talents, whatever God wants to bring into my life, bring back to life, bring from idleness, I told God, do it. Whatever it is, do it. God showed me, he says, you are the source of light. And because I am the source of light, everywhere I go, I have to turn on light bulbs for people. Turn on the lights. That means being positive. That means allowing people, showing people opportunities to let their skills shine. That means encouraging people. That means praying for people. That means being kind to people. So that means my heart has to be right. My mind has to be made up and stayed on Jesus. God says that is your calling. That's where your overflow comes. That's where your abundance, that's where your plentiness comes. From turning on the light. From idleness to prosperity. God says that is your theme. That is your theme. Idleness to prosperity. God says you are going to have the ability to call things, pray over things that are idle. God didn't say dead. He said idle. And those things are going to come to life. And they're going to be prosperous. God told me that today. And I need to write it down before I forget. Those things that are idle. And God is talking about people's skills, people's businesses, people's gifts, what they can do. He's talking about dealing with children, those bringing out those skills, those things they can do. God says that is what you're going to do for the kingdom of God. He says you are moving from idle to prosperity. God says you have the ability. He says my anointing rests. He says it's parallel, it's up and down, and it's across all generations. He says your anointing is the fact that you can bring an idle thing and make it prosperous. That's what you can do. With the help of God, he says, I gave you that gift. It's idle, but it's about to be awakened. Starting now. I call it from idleness to prosperity. Amen? That's what God is going to do. That is my. God says, I'm showing you through your life so that you can go out and show people how to be the light of the world. That's me, y'all. I've been wondering. I've been waiting. Now I know. God said that's only one. He says, but this one is going to reveal everything else is a domino effect. Idle to prosperity. That's me. Through God, by God, for God, agreed with God, compact with God, promise with God, is done. Period. When God gives you a gift, ooh, I'm in the zone. When God gives you a gift, when God gives us a gift, accept it and move on. Amen. Ooh. Amen. Ooh. I was in the zone. Okay. I'm back. All right. Now, listen, be sure. That's all I wanted to tell you. That was out of my book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. That's one section by Dr. Afrida Love. Be sure to pick it up at bookworld.com, bookwhirl.com. Listen, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove, and also go to the freedomloveshow.com. I'm still working on that website. I'm going to have some music. Gospel artists, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook AlfredaLove at AlfredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, especially if you have something encouraging to say. If you're uplifting, empowering, I would love to interview you on this national radio show. So be sure to connect with me. Also, one of my markets is the Dallas Gospel Connect. Dallas Gospel Connect. And I will also be posting it on my Facebook page. If you're an artist, if you have a business, I need for you to contact me. I'm one of the marketing specialists online, and I will be coming to some of your events. If you want your light to shine, that is my job, amen, to help your light shine, because many of you have skills and talents, and this is all over the world. We want to be sure to send out many different individuals information about your business, and we have many great deals with that I will share with you. I'm going to email some individuals on tonight who were interested. This deals with from musicians to theaters to just a plethora of individuals who are interested. So I will be sending out that information. But if you want to contact me about promotions and packages and ways in order for your artists or your ministries or your businesses to be a light, then I am the PR lady. So be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, be sure to pray for your family members when you do. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, once again, go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com. Send me an email. Let me know some of your events. Send me your flyers. I'm open to it. emonya_love@yahoo.com. I will have some announcements. I will have some blogs if you want to write. I'm going to start a magazine. I continue to say that, but it's true now. I am going to start a magazine, and I'm going to start it by December 15th. I'm going to highlight gospel artists. I'm going to highlight events. I'm going to have blogs. I'm going to have places you should visit. I'm going to solicit individuals to write about their businesses, because, once again, I am the PR lady, and I am the one who God has called to let your lights shine. And so moving from idleness to prosperity is what I'm all about. So I'm going to be doing that by December 15th, God's will. Praise God. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to reach out to charities and help charities and be helpful. As I said before, to sum up everything that we talked about today, make sure that we give and receive. Make sure that when you have the overflow, God has blessed you where you won't have enough room to receive, make sure that you give to someone else. In addition to that, God is getting ready to prosper many individuals. He says, I never had plans for you to be despondent, depressed, out of it, not having. My plans was for everybody on earth to prosper. And so one of the things that God has called me to do is move things from idleness to prosperity and help individuals become light of the world and help them utilize their skills and maximize their skills in a way that is conducive to produce the plans that Jesus has already given them. In addition to that, be sure once again to check out A Spiritual Guide on the Go. It's at bookworld.com, bookwhirl.com. There are many radio stations who have reached out to me and want to post this particular book on their website. That is great. That is fine with me. Please do. Email me if you want to place my book on your website. I would love to do that. I've had the opportunity to network with many different individuals. I have many outlets from Dallas to Atlanta to L.A. to Detroit, Chicago. There's going to be one more, I believe, Mississippi, I believe. And so just be sure to reach out. I would love, love, love to help individuals light shine. We have, as I said before, Through these marketing techniques, we have many different ways in which your light can shine. So I am the PR lady. I am the lady that moves you from idleness to prosperity. So be sure to contact me. My number is 254-744-6616. It's my business phone, 254-744-6616. Or you can call my other business phone at 254-799-6429. But the number 254-744-6616, that is actually the number that you can call and reach me most of the time. There are many different other numbers, but those are the two that I'm going to give. Those are my business numbers. But anyways, please be sure to reach out. I'm looking for individuals who want their light to shine. As I said before, the markets that I utilize and work with, they are great markets. They will make sure that you receive, or that you receive as much exposure as possible. I know this for a fact because I am actually on many different lists, and I know they send these things out. So be sure to contact me. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. Be sure to tell people about the AfritaLoveShow.com. We're going to also have some other individuals who are interviewing with us on tomorrow, God's will. I will let you know. I will put it out there. And we're going to reschedule Mr. Juan. I'm going to make sure that we reschedule because I know that many things happen. And so we're going to reschedule. But if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.